Julie, what are some of the simple ways our listeners can bring gratitude into their lives today?
Well, nothing's going to stop us, right? Now that we know about it,
That's right, yes.
So there's a few easy ways to implement strategies right away. So the basic ones would be to keep a gratitude journal, write down three things that you're thankful for each day. If you're not a writer, that's okay. Try the mirror practice, it's called. So you look at yourself and say five kind things about who you are.
Oh, so that's lovely. But you know what? I'm just thinking everything we're talking about now, Julie, is about adults. And I just want to talk a bit about the kids because they're going back to school. So how do you think I can help them? Like, should they do the same thing?
Yeah, gratitude, it's especially powerful for children. So when kids learn to notice the good things in their lives, remember we're talking about the brain, we want these pathways. It builds optimism and emotional resilience early on. So grateful kids, they tend to have better relationships with their peers and their teachers, which we'll talk about next week. They cope with stress more effectively, and they may even show lower levels of anxiety and depression, which is something that kids today need. Simple practices, like even a gratitude jar you could use in your house, where you drop one note in every day, and then something that the child's thankful for. So then when you're having a bad day, pull it out and say, you know, here we go. Let's look at this. Let's look at what you were grateful for. It's these things to build resilience. So that gratitude jar, they might even use them in classrooms.
They really do. Peggy does. She has a bucket. And it's to fill the bucket. You put something for gratitude in that.
Yes,
and
it works.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that gratitude jar in the classroom. Starting bedtime, that bedtime routine with three good things can help children feel more secure, happier, connected to others. I would even say, although they talk about at nighttime, it does help kids even start the day, kick the day off with some positivity and gratitude so that kids go out the door with that fuel.
So kind of like a mantra, maybe we could also say?
Absolutely.
Positive mantras. Awesome.
How can we find out more and get in touch with you, Dr. Julie Galthorpe?
Well, you can follow us. We post lots of stuff about gratitude at Dr. Julie Galthorpe, RSW, on all of our social media. So that's Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. And then as well, you can look us up at galthorpetherapist.com.
Thank you for your help, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you, and I'm so grateful to be here this morning.
Thank you.
So are we.